Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you disappointed with the way the offense played today, given that you did have a full week of practice this week?
Yeah, I just said that in the opening statement, Ben. I said that we didn't perform well enough in any area. Coaching, playing, offense, defense, special teams, running, passing, defending the run, defending the pass, ball security, tackling, blocking, none of it was good enough. Maybe I might have left something out, but, I mean, we just got to do a better job all the way across the board. And I don't think everything was bad, but there was enough bad for the result to be bad. So we need to improve in all areas.
And that about covers it. Felger and Maz coming to you here on a Reentry Monday, brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank. Felger and Maz presenting sponsors DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast where we beam across the country, not to mention New England on NBC Sports Boston. Maz, where do you want to start with this one?
Look out below. Look out below. You asked me last week if I was concerned about the game the team after the loss to Denver. I said not yet, but if the same thing happens Sunday, ask me again on Monday. How can you not worry about it now? 2 weeks in a row of that? 2 weeks in a row? And so look, the easy thing now, and this is where we all ended up yesterday watching it. The quarterback play sucked. Meanwhile, Brady looks like he's 32 again. You know, they're zipping the ball all over the place, dropping in 50-yard bombs in the end zone, running for a touchdown, throwing for four more. So it was impossible to not watch that whole thing yesterday and say, boy, the Patriots are pretty cavalier with the quarterback position this year, weren't they? I mean, really, really cavalier. And I said Patriots. And I'm not going to make this about you-know-who quarterbacked the other team yesterday. I'm going to make it more about the aggregate sort of just cavalier attitude with regard to quarterback. It's not just about completing the pass on 3rd and 7. It's everything that goes with it. The leadership, the confidence of teammates, the whole thing, the credibility of the whole operation hinges on having good play at that position, or certainly not atrocious play at that position. Because if your quarterback sucks, it undermines everything you do. It undermines the confidence and belief of everybody in the operation. And I think that's part of what was on display yesterday.
I never thought it would be this bad. I didn't think that they would lack compete, but they're that. Like, they're like the Jets and the Falcons and the Jaguars. Like, it's that level of bad. And, you know, the Niners are good. I got to give them a little bit more credit. They are the reigning NFC champion. So maybe I should have thought that was going to be a tougher game. But that was a complete no-show. And it's not just quarterback, Maz. There's very little talent on this team on both sides of the ball. Outside of the secondary, the defense stinks. They're slow. They're not talented. They're not good. It's bad. Like, this is, I take back what I said on Friday. Sell. Sell, sell, sell. Trade Stephon Gilmore. Strip it to the bones, because you are now in rebuild mode. They are. They are. It's that bad.
So you're calling it, Murray?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's over.
You're calling it. That's
it. It's over.
What do you think, Mass?
I mean, I'd say the strong likelihood is that it's over. I'm not quite there yet, because I still need to see a couple of more weeks. And so, again, and look, I'm not telling you I think this is going to happen, okay? But if they were to win this week, well, now you get the Jets. Now you're 4-4, maybe. So, now again, I'm just looking at it on paper. But what does my gut tell me? They're going nowhere. That's what my gut tells me. I don't think their passing game is good enough, and their quarterback play is good enough. And Murray, I hear you on the quit thing. I think it's related to the quarterback play. I think the quarterback play is so bad that the guys on the defense know it, at least the guys in the secondary. they know it.
Yeah, because there's still talent there, and they quit later in that game. So, yeah, that you know they have no confidence in Cam Newton. I can understand why 31 other teams now passed on that guy with the way he's playing these last couple of weeks. And I really don't think it is injury. He just lost or cashed or I don't know what's going on with that guy. But he stinks, and he gives them zero chance. But still, though, if you look at that front seven, outside of Lawrence Guy, who had a great sack yesterday, the linebackers are atrocious. They have no pass rush. There's not a lot of talent up there. And so, and Bedard wanted to make the case yesterday, too. Look, a lot will hinge on this Bills game. And mathematically, sure. But after the Jets, this team will face Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert, who looks pretty good, Goff, Tua, who might be something, and Josh Allen. But, like, you're still going to have to play some of your toughest games after the Jets game. It's over. Blow it up. Trade. Get picks in return so you can start the rebuild now.
So I'm not willing to call it yet till I see the AFC East, till you go against these AFC East teams. I still have no faith in the AFC East, so let's see what it's like, you know, this week, next, et cetera. I'm not ready to call it. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all, and the arrow is clearly pointing in that direction, and I don't blame anyone for saying that's it. You know, you're probably right, Murray. You're probably right.
I just never thought it was going to look like this, Mike. Like, if they lost and it was competitive, so fine. You know, I'd feel better, but that was worse than Denver. I didn't think it could get worse against a bad Denver team. It was worse yesterday than it was the week prior.
No. I mean, you know, there are issues there. And, you know, you say the lack of talent on defense, which is, you know, obvious there's lack of talent all over the place. But the effort thing, the give up thing, Maz, to say that the quarterback has undermined the team's sort of confidence or, you know, their effort level. How did the defense know on the first series that Cam Newton was going to suck? Because the defense allowed San Fran to go right down the field on the first drive.
Yeah.
And they were missing tackles on the first drive and all of that. I mean, the defense sucked from the very first possession.
Okay, so look, their front seven blows. So I would say a lot of it is that. But I didn't see a give-up factor on the first possession. I saw that later.
Mm. I saw them getting trucked. To me, this is the big takeaway. You know, I obviously the quarterback plays is evident, and the lack of talent on offense is evident. But what stood out to me is how you got abused on defense physically. If you have the stomach to go back and watch any of it, or just, you know, pay attention if you're watching clips, the amount of times that the San Francisco ball carrier trucked whoever was trying to make the tackle, it was freaking glaring. Whether it was this Wilson Jr., sorry, if it was this fourth string running back, or certainly Debo Samuel, or Kittle, or Juszczyk, you name it. Those guys, more often than not, abused whoever was trying to make the tackle in New England.
Ayuk and Samuel were the ones. I mean, we're talking about wide receivers. Wide receivers shouldn't be trucking
safeties
and linebackers. And that they wanted the contact. Wide receivers wanted the contact against your players.
Seeking out, delivering the blow. I mean, it was all game. At one point, did you notice the one where Debo Samuel turned around and I think laughed in the face of Devin McCourty?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, you know, because you can hear everything now or hear a lot of this stuff. And I think it was Devin McCourty.
It was Devin McCourty.
Where Debo Samuel just dismissed this Devin McCourty tackle along the sidelines. And he turned around and laughed in his face.
Like it was a mosquito bite.
Oh, my. So to me, like, that's sort of the standout, which is so that's something different than talent. You've lost games on talent this year. OK, you lost in Kansas City because of talent. You lost to Seattle because of talent. Right. Like, both of those losses had good game plans or good effort. They fought to the end in both of those games. Maybe Kansas City at the very, very end, they sort of...
No. They faded. The quarterback singularly undermined them in that game, but yeah, they hung in there.
But, I mean, so both of those losses, KC, Seattle, you say that the coaches coached, the players played, they, for the most part, gave what they had to give and came up just short against more talented teams. That's not what happened yesterday or the game before. There's something beyond that. The team's infected with something. And you're saying it's lack of quarterback confidence? That's what that is?
Yeah, well, look, I think that's part of it. I think they look at that position and say, we're not good enough there.
How do they know in the first series, though?
Because it's not just about the first series. This goes back how many weeks now?
So did they know Newton was going to suck? I mean, did he suck all week in practice?
Maybe.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
I mean, if the defense knew Newton was going to suck, and so they couldn't bring, you know, it's just crawled inside their heads, they got it right. I just want to know how they knew.
Yeah, I think it got worse as the day went on. I don't think it was quite as bad at the beginning as you do.
Ooh.
No. Listen, I'm not talking about the execution. I'm talking about, I think that there was effort there at the beginning. By the second quarter, maybe halfway through or towards the end of the second quarter, I felt like the defense just started to stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just started to give up. I mean, for lack of a better word. And the holes got bigger and the runs got easier in the second quarter. And I'm telling you, I don't think the team believes that they're good. And I think that that starts at quarterback, which goes to the coach and then goes to ownership and all the above for the way that they cavalierly treated that position. Okay, so again, let's leave all of it aside. Brady walks out the door. That's where we are in the spring. They waited for all the dust to settle in one of the most, what's the right word?
Cavalier?
No. There were more quarterbacks on the market last spring than I can ever remember.
One of the deepest markets in
the world. Okay, one of the deepest markets ever. Thank you. Okay, they waited for it all to settle and then picked up what was left on the discount table. That's how they treated the most important position in sports. And so now you get what you pay for. So the fact that Cam Newton sucks and the rest of the league thought he was done, maybe the rest of the league was right. Maybe he's cashed. Maybe it's over. And these guys are looking at it in practice going, this guy sucks. This guy sucks. Or they look at it on Sunday and go, this guy sucks. Or we don't have the skill or whatever. To me, their play at that position is so effing bad.
And it's also an indictment on the kid that they drafted, too, because Zoe was calling for it. I think most people watching the game are calling for it. Put in Stidham to start the second half. Maybe you got a spark, and it's still Cam Newton. They don't believe in him. They think he's terrible.
You think it's something deeper, though.
No. I mean, I just think, I mean, not to play the moral victory game, but through the first month of the season, they were sort of representative.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, the losses, they competed and coached. The Raiders win was not pretty, but that's sort of how we expected it. You know, they found a way at home against a lesser opponent. And so even though that Raiders game was less than what we wanted at that point, you're not just 2-2, but you've sort of shown. And then the COVID hits and now they come out of it and they're
broken.
They are completely shattered from the quarterback on out. So what happened there? I mean, what happened in that interim? Because even and I know KC came after Oakland, the Raiders game, but still, you know, you represented there against Kansas City. And it's like, so was it just the broken quarterback play? And they all, you know, sat there and said, well, this ain't going to work. Or the fact that Newton got COVID, maybe that shattered their confidence. He's not being careful. I mean, I don't know. You tell me what happened. Because through those first 4 weeks, they were sort of representative on every front. We didn't question their effort through the 4 weeks,
no,
did we?
No.
They weren't getting...
The effort in Kansas City was actually excellent, considering.
I mean, it was really actually kind of admirable. I hate to use that. That's probably too strong of a word. But they had a rough week and tough travel, and they went in there and they showed. They coached, they played, they fought mostly to the end. And so what happened after that? What happened? And how did it get so bad?
See, but I don't think they lacked effort in the Denver game. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, offensively, I just thought they were inept. I don't think the defense stopped trying in the Denver game.
Not like last night.
Last night was pathetic.
Yesterday was different. Oh, my God, they got abused. They got freaking abused on defense. They got run over.
They did get smacked around all over the field yesterday.
And I don't mean just like run over like in that cliche. I mean, literally, literally, Deebo Samuel with the ball in his hands made you look like a little kitty cat. And Ayuk, that's good too. And Juszczyk, and I keep forgetting the running back's name, and that's on purpose. Morgan Wilson, whatever the effing guy's name is, trucked you. Some fourth string nobody. And they quite literally ran you over. And you were there to be run over from the first kick. So what's up with that? So the quarterback's lost the team. The coach has lost the team. The team's lost. Team's lost. And so I did not think we would see that. I mean, suffice it to say, I did not think we would see that. So what do you think? I know you want to have at it. 617-779-0985. To you right after this.
Dugger Mass.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Newton in the pocket. Looks down the middle. Nobody open. Now he throws it on the go. God. Pass is picked off by Warner on the far side of the field. Tackled at the 40-yard line by Myers.
Absolutely putrid. I don't know where he's throwing it. He panicked in the pocket. Slides up and it's like someone scared like a ghost from around the corner. The ball came out. I'm going to say it. This is a big drive right here for Cam Newton. Based on how he has played, the last 2.5 games he has played in, your team could potentially be staring at 2-4. It's a big drive for him, or I might go to Stidham.
From the 38, shotgun snap to Newton. Four-man rush. Throw out to the left, incomplete.
I'm ready.
Skipped it in the direction of Demir Byrne on the far side.
Get Stidham ready. Get him throwing. You got to do something, Bill. He ain't got it. He ain't got it today. He's not seeing it right. He's throwing balls in the ground. He's got time to throw. You got to make the switch.
White to the left of Newton. Wirtz in the gun. Takes the shotgun snap. Pocket holding. Launches a deep ball down the middle for Myers, and it's going to be picked off. Running under it is Emmanuel Mosley. Back to the 5-yard line. Turns to the 10. Accelerates past the 25-30 along the near side.
Tackle.
40. 45-50, and eventually tackled from behind by Keane.
Hey, Cam, you throw a pick, you're going to cover it, or are you going to stand in the middle of the field and watch it?
12-minute halftime, right? You need more than 12 minutes to take this team to the woodshed at halftime.
You and I have called a lot of games. I don't remember this bad a half of football in our time together.
Cam drops back, looks down the middle. He throws it off Edelman's hand. Careens in the air, picked off. Running it back across the 30-yard line. Jamar Taylor with the interception.
Edelman was wide open 2 seconds prior. He was wide open, and he waited. And I don't know what he's looking at.
In San Francisco.
So calling for Belichick to make the move starting the second quarter. You agree Bill was too late with yanking him?
Way too late. Way too late. I thought at halftime, I said, that you got to get him out of there. This guy sucks. I mean, you got to get something to try to jumpstart the team and get yourself a win. And he went right back to him. And then, honestly, as I was watching it go on and on and on, you know what I started to say? Can you pull him out of the game for his sake? For mercy? Like you would a bad goalie or a bad starting pitcher, like after a guy gives up 8 goals? You're going to pull him now just so the guy can preserve some dignity? Like, it reached the point, really, where I was looking at it going, the guy's embarrassing himself. You got to get him off the field. You can't do this to the player. I thought it was that bad. All the way around.
A couple of those balls, the way they came out of his hand, that interception. The interception, like, all the way around, it's like, you don't see the guy right there. I mean, there were 3 guys around Myers, really, but Warner's right in front of him. Was not disguised or anything. He's just right there. And so he still goes there and then still chucked it at his shoelaces. And of course, Warner made a great play. And then it was the next possession. You heard Zoe there. He short hops it to Bird on the comebacker on the easy 3rd and 4.
One of the worst throws I've ever seen a quarterback make.
What the hell?
He looked like, I mean, again, talk about a guy who was scared to throw it. You know how, we talked about earlier in the year, but a guy gets the yips.
Jose Altuve.
Yeah, right. A guy gets, I think that's what's going on with this guy. I think he's become a puddle. He's a puddle.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, your reaction is promised. Guy in Boston, lead us off.
Michael, you knew I had to call you today. You knew I had to call. You mentioned Cam Newton, Jarrett Stidham, Jimmy Garoppolo. Hey, Mike, Maz, Jimmy Garoppolo, by the way, had two interceptions yesterday.
Yeah, one of them doesn't
Stidham
count.
Jarrett Stidham was in for 10 minutes. He had Cam had three. And what about Andy Dalton? Even he sucks. So now Tom Brady, they're talking about an MVP. Doesn't look too good, does it? I told you, hey, Murray, don't think about the Jets beating the Patriots. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Doesn't look good.
All right, even that doesn't feel like a gimme right now.
Doesn't look good. Cam in Redding, he's up next. Hi, Cam.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Listen, I've grown up a Pats fan. Good to hear. I have plenty of Pats friends, all homers, and guess what? They're brainwashing to get out of their head. Belichick is an overrated drafter. We've seen it time and time again. Deebo Samuel, who do they pass on for him? N'Keal Harry, Sony Michel, you passed on the man who started over him in college, Nick Chubb. Time and time again, Aaron Dobson, Juwan Williams a couple years ago. Where's he been? Razai Dowling. It goes on and on and on. Sure, he's had plenty of wins in the draft. He's had more losses than wins. And so he's an overrated drafter. Thank you.
Okay, the Deebo Samuel one really stood out to me yesterday. And it stands out from a compete level where, you know, Samuel's more like they treat him more of a running back than a receiver in a lot of cases. But his compete, oh, the guy's a badass. He competes. And maybe just looked that way yesterday because you were so soft offensively.
No, but he's like that most of the time I've seen him.
He's running people over. He's, you know, he's taking guys on. He competes. And then he, you know, runs through a tackle. He turns around and laughs at you. It's like just the whole way Deebo Samuel carries himself. I'm like, that's not your kind of guy, Bill? Like, wouldn't that be for you? Not a perfectly polished receiver and certainly kind of a raw guy. Oh, but the mentality. Deebo Samuel's mentality, like, isn't that you? Shouldn't you be seeking that out?
Yes.
Versus whatever N'Keal Harry is, I don't even know what he is. Like, oh, that stood out to me yesterday.
It should.
Why wouldn't that be your kind of guy? Or if you watch the night game and you watch DK Metcalf run down Buda Baker there.
Is that unbelievable?
From 105 yards, you know, the Ben Watson play. Just incredible, like, effort, like, those sort of things. Like, those, you... I know you can't recognize a receiver if it hit you over the head like an anvil, but can't you? I thought you could scout sort of competitiveness and toughness and like those sort of things. Oh, God, that stood out to me yesterday with
Samuel. As well it should have. And again, there's so many, you know, one of the nice things about the Patriots setup, all roads lead to the same place. Whether you're talking about the front seven, the compete level, wide receiver, the draft picks, the quarterback, whatever, they all go back to the same place. I mean, if you are at all having the discussion, and then we all are, of Bill versus Tom, where are you now?
So it's
a landslide right now.
I'm not willing to call it on the Patriots yet, okay? I know where it's headed. I don't blame you for feeling that way. I'm not calling it yet. I'm about to call on N'Keal Harry. I'm about done. Josh in the car, your thoughts on that?
What's going on, guys? I was just wondering how much money was in that Catches for College fund so far. It's not looking too good.
So, I don't want to laugh. He has some sort of charity tied to catches or something. You know,
or a few grand in. Maybe, each catch catches.
Okay,
we'll
start a side benefit for those poor kids who are going to go uneducated now because N'Keal Harry sucks. And not just that, it's just a compete. I saw Deebo Samuel take on more defenders and show more compete in whatever it was. You know, three quarters last night that I've seen N'Keal Harry in his whole career. That's freaking scary.
Yep.
I mean, I can forgive. It is an inexact science. So, you like, how does the route running translate or what? Like, I'll grant you that. You can't identify at least the competitors. Watch Deebo Samuel compete or DK Metcalf compete. And they can't.
AJ Brown, did you watch the Tennessee Pittsburgh game? It's another guy that went after N'Keal Harry.
You can't even get that. You can't even get the compete part right. Paul in Rhode Island, go.
Thank you for taking my call. Black Irish Murray, let me ask you something. Look what happened to the team that didn't make the playoffs. Can we stop visioning this 20 years of glory and look at our division as a Cowboys division that you can be 9-7 and host somebody?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, Paul. That's what I'm still hoping for. That's why I'm not calling it.
The thing is still at too early a stage and can be too easily tipped by 1 week. If they win this week, they're 3-4 and they get the Jets coming up.
Game out of the loss column.
And then you got Baltimore the following
week. I know, Murray, but let's just take it one week at a time. I don't think they're dead yet. That's all. I'm not telling you I like what I see or that I feel good about it. I just don't think they're dead yet.
Let me see them look like this against the division, and then I'll call it. That's it.
But I'll tell you, I can't remember two back-to-back weeks like this ever, probably because they haven't existed in 20 years. Look, the way the whole thing lined up, they haven't been 2-4 since 2000. Perfect. That was the year before Brady. I mean, so I don't know. I don't know how you cannot make that connection right now.
It looks bad. John in Worcester, hi.
Hi, I'm not Felger Maz. What's going on? Longtime listener, first-time caller. I'm not taking away from Belichick's brilliant mind, but, you know, watching these games, I'm starting to get frustrated. He is a brilliant coach, but I feel like his ego may be too big at this point. And seeing Robert Kraft and Jonathan watch these games and watch their team losing, I mean, when is the point that they step in and say, you know what, we need to spend to get some weapons and whatnot? I just don't understand why the past few years we've been watching them not spend any money.
Fair to bring that up. You know, you don't let ownership off the hook.
They're definitely not.
Lowest payroll in the NFL this year, I think. I think it's the lowest real money, second or third lowest cap figure in the league. Plenty of money to spend, and they haven't spent it. So absolutely a fair thing to bring up about ownership. Bring it up. In terms of Belichick's arrogance in the roster, like, on top of that, although the roster's been due a reset. So, like, I'm willing to half forgive some of the problems on the roster. Okay, it was an older, you know, contending roster, and everyone has to reset. Everyone. And for some reason, you may have thought you were immune to it. Like, just other teams were stupid against the alleged salary cap. No. Doesn't matter whether there's a real cap or a fake cap or whatever. In every sport, every roster has to reset after a time. Okay? Just happens in every sport, in every context. And so the Pats roster is at that stage. I'm willing to forgive some of that. The quarterback thing that you mentioned, Maz, you're going to be that cavalier with that position?
Well, so that's ultimately was my biggest takeaway yesterday. And again, I'm not making this about Garoppolo.
But
I'm
go ahead, make it about it.
No, let's even move beyond that. Because again, we all know we've been battling that one for years. Everybody knows how I feel about that particular decision. I thought it was stupid. To end up in the spot they're in is inexcusable. So you want to play it the way you played it? Fine. Trade the guy. Keep Brady. Fine. No problem. Brady walks, your answer in a market filled with quarterbacks is to wait until the whole thing settles and then go out and get Cam Newton off the clearance table.
Which is get the last guy standing.
Exactly. Whoever that was.
Get the cheapest guy.
It shouldn't have come to that anyway. They had the guy, and the guy's now in Tampa. And all the Bill and the Patriots had to do was give him a real contract, and Bill had to lighten up. It wasn't that big of an ask.
That's true, too.
Yep, it's all true. So, again, all of that, this is my point. Take whatever road you want to take. Whether you want to take the road to Brady, whether you want to take the road to Garoppolo, whether you want to take the road to, I don't know, Nick Foles. Okay? Whoever. Like, you could have devised a plan to go out and get yourself a quarterback that would fit your system. Instead, what you did was stand there
and wait for the cheapest guy available.
I mean, that is pathetic. That's pathetic. And that is so arrogant. And that is not just Bill. That's also ownership. That's Bill on up. With the most important position in sports, you sat there and said, I will just take what's left over and we'll be fine. I mean, you're getting what you deserve if that's what your attitude is.
Back with more right after Big Jim Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Did they say?
say it?
I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Well, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, I can't speak for everybody. You know, I just stick to the man in the mirror, and I wasn't good enough. You know, in no way, shape, form did I put this team in a position to compete. And, you know, that's inexcusable. This is the National Football League where, you know, a lot is put on the quarterback, and you know, I have to deliver, and I haven't done that. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, it's evident. So, you know, here moving forward, you know, I know what the issue is, like I just said, and, you know, I just have to be better.
Cam Newton. I get frustrated when I hear people say, well, what's he supposed to do? There's no weapons there. Tom Brady couldn't make these guys win. How is Cam Newton supposed to make these guys win? That take frustrates me. I mean, it's true. I grant you that. Yep. The offensive talent is not good. It sucks. And maybe no quarterback would win with this group. That's entirely plausible. But that's a side topic. How's Cam Newton playing?
Awful.
Terrible. There's something wrong. You know, he didn't throw a single pass to his right yesterday.
Is that true?
Yeah. Now all the beat people have gone through the tape and watched the All-22 film. I'm reading from Doug Kide, Blue Check, Mark Nesson. Cam Newton didn't throw a single pass to his right on Sunday. He threw only 3 passes to his right in week 6. So is there a blind spot there? Is he not comfortable? Is there something wrong with the arm slot, the shoulder? Something is fundamentally wrong with the quarterback.
So it's like, side topic. You know, so
Weapons stink, but there's something wrong with Cam Newton.
So whenever you bring up Cam Newton and someone answers with, well, what's he throwing to? You're deflecting. Side topic. Okay, who's he throwing to? Garbage. True. How does he look?
Garbage.
How does he look? Talk about him. Him. His play. And where the arrow's pointed for him. And it's, boy, talk about surprising. Going into the year, I thought it was possible he would suck. Yeah, he won that. We've never been in love with the guy as a quarterback. So, like, that's not surprising. I'm surprised that it's gotten worse. And so this goes back to my faith in Belichick, which is, you know, I thought for the most part, it gets better as it goes on. And there, you know, that's what was going to be happening. And so if Cam Newton looked decent there the first couple weeks, that it was only going to get better. That was just my natural expectation, because that's generally what happens, generally. With Bill Belichick and Bill Belichick coach teams, it's gotten so much worse.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot worse fast.
I mean, it's cratered.
Yeah, fast. Like, really. Again, to the point where that ball that he threw to Bird on third down yesterday, that bounced off the turf.
Yikes.
Scary. Scary. That's one of those you look at and go, whoa, what happened there? What the hell happened there?
I don't want to give him an injury excuse either. I mean, I really don't. So, I mean, so what, the shoulder's so bad you can't throw to the right? Then he shouldn't be out there.
I think he's a mental case.
If your quarterback can't throw to the right, the strong side of the field, then he can't play. Then you shouldn't play him.
Correct.
So don't tell me that it's that, like, he has a shoulder injury that's preventing him from throwing right. That's insane.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I mean, and any shoulder injury should prevent him from throwing, period. And I just think he's a mental case. I don't think, you know, I go back to that question that Newton himself asked in that poker game or whatever the hell they were doing with, who was that, OBJ?
Yep. Yeah.
How are me and Belichick going to mesh? And I would say, on the field? Ooh, not very well. Like, to me, that's, I don't think he's a fit. I don't think it works. As soon as they've tried to become who they were, it doesn't work. They ran that first week against Miami. He ran. He ran 15 times. Now, the Seattle game was different. But in retrospect, looking back at how porous Seattle's defense is, the pass defense in particular, that feels like the aberration.
I mean, just the decision. Forget the decision-making. First series, he dumps to White, well short of the stakes, had no chance of picking it up. That was the first series. Second series, he misses a wide-open Bird on a flag, on a deep out route. Now, he got a lucky personal foul on that, so they picked up 15 yards on that. But on that particular series, 3rd and 5, throws way underneath the Harry, got him concussed. That was it for N'Keal Harry. Now, that play had no shot either. These are just decisions. I'm not even talking about the arm. Third series, first down,
First down, he throws that interception to Warner, the linebacker. That was so horrid.
It's as bad a pass I think I've ever seen.
You just like, you don't even know where to begin with that.
Mm-hmm.
The decision, the ball itself. Oh my God, that was so bad. That was the third series. Then San Francisco scores a touchdown on that. That makes it 16-3. That's pretty much the ball game. Next series, Bird on that comebacker on 3rd and 4. Can of corn, easy throw at the stakes for just a possession, third down conversion. Threw it 5 yards short. Chuck Knobloch, Jose Altuve, like not even close to getting it there.
Like he was skipping rocks.
Jesus. That was the fourth series. And the fifth series was the long pick just before the half, where he actually started to air it out a little bit and show something there. But then he got what? What happened there? Because he had a deep in cut on the left side of the field. Instead, he throws it deep for no shot and then quit on the return. There was his half. I mean, it was just pathetic.
Yeah, so I think at the end, it got to the point where he just said, I'm just going to let it go. And I'm just going to whip it up there. Because that's what he was doing. He was just whipping it up there.
Then he came back to start the second half. He actually moved on that first series. He made a couple of good throws, actually, on that position, throwing deep outs to Myers, Bird. Then he takes a sack on first down, where I think the rusher was, again, on his strong side, right in his face. And he did nothing to sort of check out of it. Or, like, maybe that's one of those ones where the football people would say the quarterback's actually responsible for that guy. You know, they had more rushers than blockers, and it's his job to either adjust the protection or throw something hot or just elude him himself. I mean, the guy was right in his face. Huge sack on first down. Takes him out of that rhythm. And that was the sixth drive. Then the seventh drive was throwing late to Edelman and behind for an interception. Every drive, something sucked eggs or worst.
And again, this goes back to last week. It happened on the first seven drives with Denver.
One after the next.
He's crippled.
Oh, my God.
I think he's mentally crippled in the pocket.
So, yes, the weapons suck. And, yes, Bill blows at drafting. And, yes, N'Keal Harry looks worse by the day. The more you watch the other receivers drafted around him or after him, including the one yesterday, Deebo Samuel, the worse it looks. Yes, yes, yes. How'd the quarterback play? Can you just answer that? Back to you in our long commercial-free segment right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass.
Whee!
It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Double stack tight ends left to head out to Wilson right. He turns to a big hole, carries past the 20. He barrels over a defensive back on the run inside the 15 and a rush to the 13-yard line. And Jeff Wilson having himself a day in Foxborough.
Oh, that's a man right there. Full head of steam, runs over Devin McCourty. It's like a freight train. Simon arm tackling. It's about the third arm tackle by John Simon today.
17-yard run for Wilson.
They're playing worse than they did against Denver. I didn't think it could get any worse than it was last week.
Zoe was all over him yesterday, and I'm going to play at least one clip of the defense getting run over. Because let's not leave that off the table either. The defense literally got run over. I don't mean that in the cliche sort of figurative sense where you give up a lot of ground yards. I mean, literally, every other time that you went to engage a San Francisco ball carrier, the San Francisco ball carrier trucked you.
No, literally like tire marks on their jerseys.
Again, that goes from the Wilson kid to Juszczyk to Kittle to Ayuk and to Samuel. Even effing Jimmy Garoppolo. on the first third down conversion.
That was a hell of a play. I'll give him that.
Broke through a tackle from the first series with the galloping pick chicken. Ran you over. And boy, was it glaring with Deebo Samuel on some of those. I mean, he made you look weak, infirm. Oh.
Yeah, and people are right to get on the defense, too, and that shouldn't be forgotten. This just isn't about Cam Newton. The Niners got to third down 9 times yesterday because the Patriots can't stop them on first or second. And this is now like the third game that that's happened this year.
Yeah, they didn't get to third down because it was always second and 2.
Obviously, right.
Like, I mean, it was, they ran for 200 yards and 197. It could have been 400 if they wanted.
You got your, I have rarely seen or noticed an offense set a physical tone the way San Francisco did. And I'm even leaving out the stuff up front. I'm sure there was plenty of it up front in the trenches and on the line. And the big boy will be in tomorrow to talk about that. I'm talking about the ball carriers. I'm talking about the ball kid, what I'm following, the ball. The ball carrier and the tacklers. Oh, did they deliver punishment on you all game long? They punished you. Well, on offense, carrying the ball, they punished you.
And you could hear it through the TV. Oh. You could hear it.
And then they turn around and laughed in your face. Deebo Samuel laughed in Devin McCourty's face, laughed at him. Oh, ugh. All right, back to your reaction here, as promised. Cole and Newton, go ahead, Cole.
What's up, Felger and Maz? Nikhil the bust, Edelman's non-existent. Who's the most likely wide receiver candidate that Belichick will target before the deadline? And what do you think that they have to give up to get the new wide receiver?
I have no clue, man. I have no clue.
You want them to be buyers?
I do.
Not me. Not
I
now. Do.
I mean, I'm not telling you to give up a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu. I'm not doing that thing. But if I'm going to trade Stephon Gilmore, and I'm only getting back in a second, can I get back a second and one of their receivers, whatever that team is? You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. That's not a bad idea. I think that's the kind of deal you're looking at.
Can I do something like that?
Yeah. I think if you're going to get a receiver, it's going to be a fringe guy who can just run a route and catch a pass.
I think another team's third or fourth receiver might be my second or first.
Yes.
Do that.
That's the kind of thing you're looking at, and I could see him doing that. This is part of what I said to you on Friday. I'm not giving up anything significant for a receiver.
If you're not, I'm not giving up a high pick. But if you're not getting what you love as a return on Tooney or Gilmore, you're not getting a first for either guy. Can you get a second and one of the receivers? Can you get a second in their tight end? That's, a little down their depth chart and they'd be up your depth chart. Can you do something like that?
Yes, absolutely. And I preferably someone who's got a little bit of term.
And by the way, I'm also ready to start, let's sit down Edelman. If he's not right or you can't get him the ball or he's just a side piece, he's a hood ornament at this point.
He looks happy to be there.
Yeah,
huh?
Bury him. See ya. And N'Keal Harry, bye. I'm done looking at you. Myers feels to me like he actually gave a crap.
He tried yesterday. Yeah, he did. He was one of the few that did.
So I understand he's limited, but I also understand he actually, I think, cares and is going to try and got open a little bit.
Him and Damian Harris were the only bright spots.
And I thought Bird got open and Newton missed him. Bird, again, I'm not talking Jerry Rice here. I'm just, this is...
Can you get some separation?
I'm grading on a curve. He got some separation. Newton airmailed him on the second series. He was wide open going to the sideline, and Newton overthrew him. And then he was open at the stakes for an easy third down conversion, and Newton chucked it at his feet. So I think Bird gets a little bit of separation. So I'm going with Myers and Bird. And you sit down, Edelman, or sit him out, and goodbye, N'Keal Harry. Like I don't want to see those guys anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna have to worry about that.
Or start throwing it to freaking Gunner. Like it's time to change up that mix, because Edelman is just a waste of space right now.
I just worry that the quarterback can't run this offense. That's what I worry about.
Chris and Raynham, hi, Chris.
Hey, Felger, are you having fun yet? Because in January, you're going to be talking about the Celtics sixth man. Well, we should be in the playoffs like we have been for the last 20 years. Robert Kraft has lost any goodwill that he has had through this. For some reason, he picked Belichick over Brady, who he claims is a son. Do you realize what these next few years are going to do to Patriots fans? Do you think they're going to be, with COVID and everything coming back, do you think they're going to be, the fans are going to be rushing back into the stadium? No, they will not, to see this junk of a team. Those few million dollars that they save by not keeping Brady, they're going to lose just over the next few years of things that they could have done for Brady. Look at him down in Tampa. Look at him. Do you admit that you were wrong at this point, that they should have kept Brady?
Well, I'm not ready to call it yet, Chris, if that's what you're saying. And I've been saying that they actually – let me answer. That when they traded Garoppolo, they should have re-signed Brady for a year or two. That's what I said last week, even before this game. So they should have committed one way or the other. I still think they should have gone Garoppolo back then. But at that point, you then should recommit to Brady for an extra year or two so you don't have this purgatory they're in right now.
But why aren't you being harsher on Bill? This is a 2-year thing. This has happened over several years that they've given up on this offense, that they've put no effort into building a team. Why are you not being harsher on Bill?
I don't know how much harsher I could be. Last week, I was telling you, he looked like he was a washed-up coach, like he was a coach in decline. Because I don't think the season's over, Chris. Look, when the season's over, I'll bury him. But I just don't know if we're there yet. I mean, my whole thing was that you could win the division without Tom Brady. I still think the division's in play. It doesn't look good. I mean, I would have bet the mortgage on it or the kids' college fund on it. But let me see them look this way against the AFC East, and then I'll call it, and then I'll say they blew it. I mean, I think they have blown it. They have no discernible plan. I mean, they've blown it. But Bill can still coach his way out of it on paper. The thing you're wrong about is there's going to be no fans in the stands. What are you, freaking stupid? You think people are going to go off that list? Let me tell you, the people that bailed off the season ticket list in the early 90s, how do you think they feel now? You know, people are not, I mean, they got a 50,000 waiting list for the season tickets. Some people will jump off it. Some people will give their tickets away and they'll get gobbled right back up because people will just wait for the reset, wait for them to come back around, and then you have season tickets. There's not going to be an empty, there may be empty seats, but there's not going to be unsold tickets in that building for a long, 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 long time, if ever.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that part of it. I mean, and again, I go back to the quarterback thing overall. Chris is a Brady guy. We all know that. Christian Raynham's a Brady guy. So he sees it purely through the lens of Tom Brady's not here and he's pissed. I look at it from the general question of how do you end up without a quarterback?
Well, but this includes if you weren't going to go with Garoppolo then, you should have made sure Brady was here to see the transition through.
Yes, so this is what I'm willing to...
So that's what they blew.
Yes, and I'm willing to meet people in the middle of this. That's what I'm saying. My preference was Garoppolo. Chris's was Brady. Let's leave those particulars out of the way. How do you end up where you've ended up right now? How do you end up there? How do you have a franchise, what they have, with the quarterbacks that they had on the roster, and end up now with a guy who looks broken down and done, and I mean that mentally as much as physically, and no draft pick that can play? How do you end up in that?
All right, so we continue with that conversation. Plus, the funniest thing I read over the weekend comes your way right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.